If somebody has a shivcha kananis and she's pregnant, so the master, the Jewish master, says to a shivcha like this: Harei at bas chayrin, I want to give you a shtar shichra now that you should become free, but vlad chayved, but I still want your vlad to remain my eved. I'm not freeing the vlad. Is havlad kemoisa divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili? He says nothing doing. You can't do that. The vlad is like the mother. That the second you free the mother, she's pregnant now, the kid inside the stomach, the kid also becomes freed. And when he's born a ben chayrin. The chombar and the chom say, no, dvar of kayamim. No, we listen to the master. That the mother is freed, but when she gives birth, the kid remains an eved. Why? Mishrim shenem, because we dash in the pasuk that says, ho'isha v'lodeho tiyal adoneho. So that what the mother still remains, then the kid still remains with the mother. So the Mara says, "My Talmudah, what do you see from this pasuk? How do you learn out from this pasuk? You don't see faket. You don't see the what that the mother, in the case where the mother goes out free, she's not a shimcha. The kid still remains an eved. So what do you see from this pasuk?" So the Mara says the opposite. Amar Rava, Rava says, "Ad Rabbi Yosi Aglili faket. We're bringing a proof to Rabbi Yosi Aglili that he says in such a case, havlad kemoisa, that the kid is also freed because of the mother." Because the pasuk says, "Oisha v'lodeh atil adoneho." When is the kid still an eved? Only when the mother is also an eved. When you have the pasuk of "Oisha v'lodeh," the mother and the kid are both avodim. Then they're both avodim. But here, in the case where the master wants to free the shivcha, he just wants to leave over the vlad to be his eved, that he can't do. So the pasuk is a raya to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that either they're both avodim, or else they're both freed, but you can't have half and half. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Tafin says, Yecholin mamzerin litor. I have a way that a kid that's born to be a mamzer, he could become tor. There's a way that his children will not be mamzerim, his children will be able to marry a Bas Yisrael. How is this? Ketzad, how could I do this? Mamzer shenosa shivcha. If the kid is born a mamzer, the kid was born that a man lived with an eshes ish, and she became pregnant from this beer, we know, and therefore she has a kid, the kid's a mamzer. Now this mamzer now, let him marry a shivcha. If he marries a shivcha kananis, the halacha is that a vlad eved, the vlad, the baby now, is going to remain an eved kanani. So then you know what the master has to do? Shichraru. Then let the master free the eved. Nimtza haben ben chayrin. Then the kid becomes a ben chorin, a pure Jew, he's not a mamzer. That's the way to make the child of a mamzer a regular ben Yisrael. He can marry a bas Yisrael. Rabbi Eliezer, why am I nothing doing? Harei ze eved mamzer. If the mamzer marries a shivcha, true, when the shivcha gives birth, like the Mishnah before, the kid is also an eved, but lamaisi still has the yichas of the father, he's a mamzer also. The kid is called an eved mamzer. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. If Tafin says no, that when the mamzer marries a shivcha, the kid is a total eved, that's all. Mamzerus does not go over to the eved. Yeah. The other Gemara says, Yiboylu, I have a question like this. Rabbi Tafin, lechatchila komar, does he say that it's mutter lechatchila for a mamzer to marry a shivcha, even though we know there's a lav for a Jew to marry a shivcha? The Torah says, lo yi kodesh bi Israel. So a Jew is not allowed to marry a shivcha. But the question is, maybe it's only by Yisrael Koshek Siv, for Loi B'mamzer, the Pesach is Loi Yekodesh. So maybe only by Yisrael Koshek Siv, it goes by a good Jew. Since there's Kedusha there, don't marry yourself, don't marry a Shivcha. But maybe a Mamzer is allowed to marry a Shivcha. Or maybe no, the Yevid come out. That Rabbi Tafel is on the same with the Yevid. If he did get married with the Yevid, then Lamaisa the kid is called, then the kid will be okay. But lechatchila, mamzer is not allowed to marry a shivcha. You still have the love of loyiyah kodesh. So Masa Toshma, come and bring a proof. Omrula le Rabbi Tafin, they said back to Rabbi Tafin like this. Rabbi Tafin says in the mission a way to be metaya mamzerin. So they said back to Rabbi Tafin, tiharto esas chorim. True, you have a way out by a zocher, a kid, a male. That's a mamzer. You could make his kids tor. Let him marry a shivcha, and then the kid will be able to be tor. But v'loy tihat to rest on the kevis. So if you have a girl that's a mamzer, there's no way that you weren't metayer her, that her kid should also become tor. That's what they said back to Rabbi Tafin. Now the question is why? If you tell me that a mamzer is allowed to marry a shivcha, so comes out a mamzeris could marry then a nevet kanani. If so, mamzeris nami tinasa liavda. So why don't you have an eitzah? Let a mamzeris, the girl, marry a nevet kanani, and they'll have a kid. And the havaminer is that the kid now will also have a din evet on him. And since he's going to have a din evet on him, and according to Reb Tarfin, a mamzer does not go into an evet, so therefore the kid will remain an evet. That's all. So here it's a very, very shred this Gemara. We're talking about now the mother is a mamzeris. So her, since the mother is a mamzeris, and now she lives with an evet ivri, an evet akanani, so before we had halacha, the kid goes after the mother. Here the Gemara's question is why? Let's say the mother, this mamzeris, that she's a Jew, and she gets married to an evet kanani, so the kid would be called an evet. The question is, what's the havamin of the Gemara? Why should I say the kid's called an evet kanani? The chura should go always after the mother. The havamin was no, that for this soul of mamzeris, if it has anything to do with an evet, the mamzer is not chal on an evet. So therefore, this kid should have some shaykhah to his father, that's an evet kanani, and therefore the kid should not be a mamzer at all. So the Gemara answers no. Evet ain lo chayis. I tell you, evet has no chayis. Because the mother is a mamzeris, that's Gemara's teres really. That the mother is a mamzeris. She's a regular Bas Yisrael, she's a mamzeris good, but she's a Jew. If she marries an Evet Kanani now, the halacha is the kid is called a Jew. The kid goes after the mother. Just like if a Bas Yisrael lives with a guy, we had before, the kid is still called a Jewish kid. It's not even a mamzer, it's only called Tosol, but it's a Jewish kid. So we're here also. If a mamzeris, a Bas Yisrael, marries an Evet Kanani, so the kid is still called a Jew. So if it's called a Jew, means it goes after the mother. So therefore, if the mother is a mamzeris, the kid is still a mamzeris, still a mamzer. So you can't say it goes after the father, because that's the klal of Eved, ain loichias. The kid does not go after his father. So far we have no proof. Moshe Toshima, come on, bring another proof. The Maisa was, Yishbezichne, the Reb Simloi, mamzer heve. Reb Simloi was once by an inn, and the innkeeper, the owner there, was a mamzer. The Omalei, so Reb Simloi said to him, you should know, Iyak the Mosach, if like, before you got married, you would have come to me, Tarasinu Levincha, I would have given you an Eitzah that your kid will become Tor. In other words, the guy got married already, but he said, if you would have listened to me before you got married, I would have been able to help you out. What does it mean? I would have told you to marry a Shivcha. And therefore, if you have a kid, the kid would be an Eved, and then you'd free the kid would be a regular Ben Yisrael. Sounds like this. If you tell me now the lach was lechatchila that Rabbi Tarfon holds, a mamzer is allowed to marry a shivcha. So Shafir, then it's good that the Simloi would have given him a good advice. He would have told him that before you got married, you would have come to me, I would have given you good advice. El, then what? That you're allowed to marry a shivcha. El, Iyamr. But if you're going to tell me, the Eved, that what? That lechatchila is not vera. A mamzer is not allowed to marry a shivcha. Only with the Eved, if you marry the Shivcha, then we say the kid becomes Tor. So, my new demands of law Eitzah. How is it possible that Reb Simloi would give this innkeeper such an Eitzah? True, the guy's a mamza, but he wouldn't tell him to do an Avera. So, if so, Lechurda should be a proof that Reb Tarfon knows Lechetchila, a mamzer is allowed to marry a Shivcha. Sumara says, no, maybe that wasn't the Eitzah. I'll tell you, the Gemara said, the Lashon was like this, you have to read like this, Eli Amrit the Eved, mine Heve. If it's only with the Eved, if you marry a Shivcha, the kid is okay. But the Lechatchila there's not very involved, so what kind of Eitzah would Reb Simloi give him? So the Gemara answers, the Mincival Eitzah would give him an Eitzah, the Omale Zil Gonav, go steal, the Yizdavna be Eved Ivri. And if you steal and you don't have money to pay back, Bezdin will sell you for an Eved Ivri. And then the halacha is, an Eved Ivri is allowed to live with a Shivcha. That's Lechatchila. That if you're an Eved Ivri, the master is allowed to give you a Shivcha. So that's the Eitzah he would have given you. So this Rashi says, though, but still the Gemara could ask the question, though, how could he give him an Eitzah to steal? True, if you steal and you become an Eved Ivri, then you'll be allowed to marry a Shivcha. But you have to do an Avera first. How could he give him the Eitzah to go steal? So Rashi says, the Gemara answers different. The Gemara answers that anyway. Gemara asks the question differently. For the Gemara, over Shnei the Reb Simloi, Eved Ivri Miheve, in the years of Reb Simloi, like you can't say that was the advice. Because at his time there was no parsha of Eved Ivri. Vomamar, we learned, Ein Eved Ivri Noyig Ala Bezman Shayyavo Noyig. Eved Ivri is only Noyig Bezman, where the whole Chayas is living in Eretz Yisrael. Bezman the base of Minis, when we have the Yavo. That's when there's a Pasha of Eved Ivri. But Rebbe Simloy's times, after the Churban Abayas already, there was no Pasha of an Eved Ivri. So that can't be the Eitzah that Rebbe Simloy gave him. El Olav Shemamin, isn't there from here a proof? El Olav Shemamin, Rebbe Tarfon, Lechatchila Kama Shemamin. That Rebbe Tarfon holds you're allowed to do it. That he holds a mamzer is allowed to marry a shivcha. A shivcha, kananish, she's a mixas ger, she's only a lav, a Jew can't marry as a lav. But the lav only applies to a kodesh, but not to a mamzer. A mamzer is allowed to marry a shivcha. Shmamina. And Om Rav Yudah Mashmul, Allah Rebbe Tarfon, we'll take a pass like Rebbe Tarfon. Now, Rebbe Lezer, why men know Harezu Evid Mamzer? It doesn't help you to say, sir, if a mamzer marries a shivcha, the kid is called an Evid Mamzer. Omer Rebbe Lezer, my time with Rebbe Lezer, what's the reason of Rebbe Lezer? The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Loi. It says by Loi, by a mamzer, it says, Ador Loi, Holach Achav Sulai. Says Lashon Loi, by a mamzer, says Loi Yovo Loi, that he cannot come into Klai Yisrael, so we dashin, that Holach Achav Sulai. You always have to go after the psul. It's an extra ribui that since the father here was a mamzer, even though the mother was a shivcha, the kid still has the psul of the father. For Rabbanu, what did Rabbanu do with this pasuk loy? Hahu bi Yisrael shenasa mamzeres. There's some that a regular Yisrael marries a mamzeres. That sakat that the chamidach. I would have thought to say the pasuk says lemishpachoisam leveisavoisam ksiv. That what then maybe the kid goes after the father. So since the father is a regular kosher Yisrael, maybe the kid's not a mamzer. Therefore, ksiv beisavoisam ksiv. Therefore also loy afkei. Therefore, I need the word loy to say no, that the kid still remains a mamzer. But that's what Rabbanu do with this pasuk. But that's only when he's a Yisrael. But if a mamzer marries a shivcha, then we say the kid goes after the shivcha completely. It's called an eved, not a mamzer. Rabbi Eliezer, lav afagav yasil l'mishmichoysim l'vesavoysim, also loy afkar. What's the difference? Listen, the pasuk says that normally the yichud goes after the father. Still here, by mamzer, if the mother is a mamzeres and the father is a regular Ben Yisrael, the lachar is the kid's also a mamzer, goes after the mother. So, Achinam here also the same thing. Afagav dechsev isha lodeh atila demehel, even though it says the child of a shivcha is also an eved, but also lo yafkei, the pasuk still says by a mamzer, if there's any shaykhis to a mamzer, if the father is a mamzer, even though he's marrying a shivcha now, and the kid is an eved, but still the psul mamzeris goes over, the kid is called an eved mamzer. That's from Blazer Shita. The Rabbanim, what does Rabbanim say about this? No. Kol vlad b'meyeh shivcha kenanis, ki vlad b'meyeh b'heim adami. That no, the kid inside the shivcha stomach has no shaykhis to the father at all. So if the father, the mamzer, marries a shivcha kenanis, the lachar is that Vlad is like a total shivcha, that's all. There has nothing to do with the father, there has no shaykhah. The Rashi says, Shein misyachis, acharov of klal. That's the lachar, that's Rebbe Tarfon Shita. So therefore, there's an eitzah for a mamzer to make his children tor, that a mamzer should marry a shivcha kenanis. There the kid will be a total eved, and then when the master frees the kid, that will be a kid, will be a ben, Yisrael. Hadron alechoyim. Now the Mishnah says, Asara Yuchsin Olami Bovol. When Ezra went up from Bovol to Eretz Yisrael by the Bayis Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, he took up with him 10 different types of Yuchsin. Like Ezra was Masakan to purify the open A Bovol. And he took up with him, he classified them 10 different types of Yuchsin. Kahanim, Levi, Levi, Yisraeli, Chaloli, that's a Cholol. His parents are Kayin, married Grusha, Geri, Geris. The Charuri and Eved Knani that was freed, Mamzeri, a Mamzer, Nesina, that's the Givoinim, that were Mizgayi, Bime Yeshua, Shtuki, Shtuki means the mother became pregnant, had a kid, we don't know who the father is, so it's a Sufik if he's a Mamzer or not, Via Sufi, Asufi means Tam, we find a kid in the street, we don't know who the parents are altogether, so also it's a Sufik, maybe the kid's a Mamzer. So these are the 10 different type of Yichsen. Now, what's the halachas of these 10? Kahani Levi of Yisraeli is Mutarim Lovi Zebze. They're allowed to intermarry. Levi Yisrael Chaloli Geri V'Charuri is also Mutarim Lovi Zebze. But not a Kohen. A Kohen cannot marry a Cholol. A Kohen cannot marry a Charuri and a Ger. Kohen can't marry these. But a Levi in Yisrael could marry a Cholol or a Ger or a Charuri. That's an Eved that became freed. Now, Geri, a Ger, a Charuri, an Eved Knani that became freed, Mamzeri, Unesini, Shtuki, Viasufi, Kula Mutarm Lovi Zebezer. All these are Mutar. Because the Mishnah knows that Kahal Gerim, Lo Yikri Kahal. Like we had before, a Mamza, the Torah says, Lo Yov of a Kahal Hashem. A Mamza can't marry into Kahal Yisrael. That's called the person that was born a Jew. But a Ger that was born a Goyim, became a Ger, he's Mutar to marry a Mamzer. The same thing, a Charuri, he was also a Goy, he became freed. The same thing, the Sini, and Shtukav Yasufi, the Sufik Mamzerim. So a Mamzer only can't marry a Vadai Jew, a Vadai Kal Yisrael. But a Mamzer is allowed to marry a Sufik Mamzeris. So therefore, Kulam Mutarim Lov is Ebezer. Now, V'yelu Heim Shtuki, what's called the Shtuki? Kol Shu Makiris Imoi, we know who the mother is, but V'yeinu Makiris Aviv, we do not know who the father was. In other words, the mother was never married. We don't know who the father is. So in such a case, we have to be afraid, maybe the father was a mamzer, and therefore the kid's also a mamzer. Therefore, a shtuki means a suffolk mamzer. Asufi, what's called an asufi? Kol shenesaf minashuk. When you found the kid in the streets, v'yeinu makir lo yasavav lo yasimai. You don't know who the parents are, b'chlal. That's a good start to say that he's a mamzer. Because that's why the parents left him over, because they weren't married either. So the kid's a mamzer, it's a suffolk mamzer. Abishoyel hayakoyrel ishtuki beduki. Abishoyel used to call ishtuki a beduki. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means. He says, no, you have to be bodek, try and find out, investigate, to see exactly who the parents were. How the Gemara says, Asara yuchsin olam yibavol. Mayir edatani olam yibavol. What do you have to say? They went up from Bavol. Nis, they just learned, hochul Eretz Yisrael. When Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael, he took with him these 10 different types of yuchsin. The Gemara says, Mil Sa'agavuch Mashman. Agav is teaching us something else. Kedatanya, like we learned. The Pasuk says, V'kamto v'yalise el amokim. You have to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. Asha yivcho Hashem lekecho. Melamed comes to teach us, She Beis HaMikdash gevoya mikol Eretz Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash is above higher, it's the highest place in Eretz Yisrael. And also, Eretz Yisrael gevoya mikol harotzois. Eretz Yisrael is also higher up than all of the lands. Gemara says, "Bishleim beis hamikdash gevoya michol eretz Yisrael." How do you say that? The pasuk says,